You're listening to a program celebrating the Earth on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Our final piece is a five-section orchestral piece called Music for Heaven and Earth. It was composed in 1990 by Alexina Louis. Born in Vancouver's Chinatown in 1949, she has twice been named Canada's most frequently performed classical composer. She received an honorary doctorate from the University of Calgary in 1997. She is currently composer-in-residence for the Canadian Opera Company. She has been composer-in-residence for the Vancouver Chamber Music Festival, the Banff Arts Festival, and others. She has written for the National Ballet of Canada and the Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, BBC, and St. Louis Symphonies. She also has many film scores to her credit. Among her many awards is the Order of Ontario for Outstanding Musical Contributions. Music for Heaven and Earth was commissioned by the Toronto Symphony for a tour of the Pacific Rim. Because of this, Dr. Louis utilized sounds from Chinese and Japanese traditions. The work's five sections are contained in one expansive, continuous movement, beginning with the symbolic representation of an individual's human expression and expanding to a cosmic starscape. The opening is called Procession of Celestial Deities. It was influenced by Japanese gagaku court music. Then, when you hear brasses and drums, the Thunder Dragon section of the piece begins. In the reverberant space left at the dragon's departure, we approach the void and then Earthrise, both of which were inspired by the space photographs in The Home Planet, edited by Kevin Kelly. The last section is a return to Earthbound mythology, an oral picture of the River of Stars, as the Milky Way was known in ancient China. Now we'll hear Alexina Louis' Music for Heaven and Earth with the Esprit Orchestra, conducted by Alex Polk. We'll start with the Procession of Celestial Deities. I'll name each section as we come to it.